This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
We're back with more of The Tailgate with Paul Pabst.
You're supposed to be a professional.
We'll work harder than anybody to win. But man, when we're dead tired in the fourth quarter, winning's got to mean more than just money.
You're hired to do a job.
Job! Job! I don't want no job. I want to play football. I want some feeling. I want some team spirit.
This ain't no high school. You don't have to love each other to play.
That's just what I mean, you bastard. Every time I call it a game, you call it a business. And every time I call it a business, you call it a game.
Saturdays on 670 The Score and the Odyssey app.
Back on 670 The Score, I am Paul Pabst, taking you right up until the next pregame show. This is the pre-pregame show. Not three pre's, two pre's. Adam Staszynski here with me. You're keeping an eye on the Kyler Gordon situation. We should find out a little bit more about his status for the game.
We should know literally any moment as I refresh my page here.
Man.
But yes, we should know that the Bears have until right now to activate Kyler Gordon off of IR. So I'm assuming we will see something any moment that says Kyler Gordon's been activated, something happened in the last 24 hours.
It's on you, buddy. Chicagoland is waiting. Again, 6-7 Score. I'm Paul Pabst, getting you ready. 4 hours and maybe 10 minutes until kickoff. They always start a few minutes after the hour. I'm looking out the window now down at the Score studios. We could see everything down here, and it is almost clear. It is sunny. It's 38 degrees. This is not football weather. I was actually preferring maybe some sleet and some wintry mix, as they say. I was hoping for some wind. Now, checking the Doppler, around 7 o'clock, it starts to get sporty again. A little wind, a little rain, maybe a little snow as it gets down under 30 degrees. But that atmosphere tonight, like I was having Danny Parkins on last hour, former Score host and FS1, he had to be here. I'm the same way. I got a ticket. I had to be here. As much as you want the Bears to advance, this is a standalone playoff game where you can, again, advance in the playoffs and ruin the season for the Packers. You don't get those very often. What, twice in the past 100 years? This will be the third time. And you go back to that atmosphere in Week 16 where I think it was Grady Jarrett or someone else from the Bears said, we need the fans tonight. And the Bears fans always show up. But it felt like the Bears fans were challenged in a good way. And when I turned that game on Week 16 versus the Packers, and it'll be the same way tonight at Soldier Field, that place was rocking, and it felt like a college atmosphere. Under 70,000 felt like 100,000, and it was fantastic. About 2 weeks ago, I had the Bears' great linebacker, Brian Urlacher, on the show. And Urlacher, I think he's going to be there. I think it's Urlacher and Devin Hester tonight. Is that right, Studs? Both of them going to be here? I think they're both supposed to be here, both Urlacher and Devin Hester. And I asked Urlacher, when was the last time you were back? When was the last time you were at Soldier Field?
2018, when that dude missed the kick versus the Eagles.
That dude.
The guy shanked it off of the upright.
Can we get you back if there's an NFC title game?
Oh, that'd be awesome. I don't really prefer to go to the cold weather. Honestly,
I hear you.
But, I root for him. It's been such a fun season. Watching from afar, finally, and kind of getting back in the loop a little bit, watching these guys has been so much fun.
I was really surprised when Urlacher said that on the show a couple weeks ago, that he hadn't been back, but like, you come for the big ones, and this is the big one. And then Urlacher talked about the crowd. He was watching at home in Arizona, but he had the same response that I had, how great that crowd was. Here's a little more of Brian Urlacher.
I have never seen Soldier Field, and I played a bunch of pretty big games there. I don't remember it being like that. I mean, people had the towels waving them around on TV. It just looked unbelievable. I've never seen anything like that at Soldier Field, especially since I retired, but I don't remember it being that big when I played either.
That's fantastic to have Urlacher and Devin Hester in the building. I still go to YouTube sometimes and just watch Devin Hester highlights. Still can't believe that guy happened. What a special player to have here in Chicago. This is the tailgate, 4 hours to kick off Bears versus Packers, Soldier Field just down the street from us. The Bears-Packers rivalry I'm going to get into in a second, but I got some news here, studs. Chicago Bears just tweeted out, we have activated Kyler Gordon from the IR. That is good news. All hands on deck. I know. I've heard that sound on other shows. I didn't know if I'd get that one. I feel like I'm part of the team. All hands on deck. You know, is he going to be a guy who could play 70 plays? My guess is no. But if you get 20 good ones out of Kyler Gordon, and remember him at his best, he's one of the best slot coverage guys in the league. Jalen Johnson didn't look all there last week. Tyreek Stevenson, Nashawn Wright, we don't know who's going to be there, as for who's going to show up as far as physically, but if all hands are on deck. Let's get to it. The Bears-Packers rivalry it's not just a great sports rivalry. It's really a foundation of this entire league, the NFL. In all of those years, only two games in the postseason, which is amongst the elements that it makes tonight game special. The other is, this game is pretty early in the Ben Johnson era. He was hired less than a year ago. I think it was a week from today he was hired. This is a little early. The Bears are ahead of schedule, I think is a phrase I would use. Yeah, do people in national media not believe in him? Great. I love when people don't believe in my team. It's just the best. They're here. Ask the Lions if they'd trade spots. Ask the Vikings if they'd trade spots. The Bears are ahead of schedule. If you were honest with yourself, and I think we talked about this on The Score, I think Spiegel and I were talking back in August, if you were honest about yourself, how good of a season could the Bears have? And generally it was 9, 10, 11 wins. 11 was aggressive. But if I told you in August, the Bears are going to win the NFC North, period. Just start there. The Packers are going to get Micah Parsons and finish second in the NFC North. The Lions are going to be out of the playoffs, and the Vikings are really out of the playoffs, even though they finished the season pretty well. The Lions were the surprise for me. I picked the Lions to win the Super Bowl this year. I thought they were that good. They were pretty healthy. Running backs, Jared Goff, Amon-Ra St. Brown, who carved up the Bears last week. Great line, Penei Sewell. He's been hurt a little bit lately. Aiden Hutchinson was back, but they're not in the playoffs. And it can't be overrated that Ben Johnson was there last year. Everyone knows that. If you're listening to this show, you know Ben Johnson was there last year. And if you're the Lions fans right now, did our window close? We have a lot of people under contract. We have a lot of good players. They should be right back in the thick of things. But you don't know when your window is going to be. A couple years ago, the 49ers were really good shape, and then they went away with all their injuries. Now the 49ers are back in the mix. But if I told you a year ago that when the Bears hired Ben Johnson, who was the most sought-after coaching candidate of anybody, there's no one here this year in the offseason that's the Ben Johnson. Like, I'm talking the assistant coaches. Everybody wants Harbaugh or Stefanski from the Browns. But there's not a Ben Johnson coaching candidate where everybody was in line. And Ben Johnson passed on some offers a couple years ago. Multiple reports said the Washington Commanders were going to break the bank for him. And he stayed with the Lions. I think it was out of, let me finish this thing with the Lions, get them a title, then I'll get my job. And then I went and looked back before the show. 2 days before the Bears news broke that they hired Ben Johnson, there was a lot of reports, mixed reports, that Tom Brady and the Raiders were in on Johnson. That Tom Brady stepped up, the Raiders stepped up financially. And I can remember texting with some different people, Bears fans, friends, media people. David Haw, I think, and I were texting. I go, they're not going to get him. He goes, I don't know, man. And it felt like we were talking about like our dog that died. And you thought you had Ben Johnson, then you thought you didn't. And then again, I was listening to The Score, and I think it was the midday show. They said he's in. They got him. And the Bears ownership stepped up and paid. And Bears ownership is not known for stepping up and paying historically. And why not? What's the difference between $11 million and $13 million? I really mean that. For guys like us, studs, 11 and 13 is a big deal. We can't throw that kind of cash around. But if you're the Bears and you're worth $4 billion, are you really going to save $2 billion on your coach? All you got to do is win the Super Bowl and your value goes up. And I want to go back to another topic. Again, 6-7 to score on. Paul Papps is the tailgate. Jim McMahon will join us in 15 minutes on the show. That's going to be fantastic. I want to go back again. We're going to talk more about the game tonight. But when Ryan Poles got his job, the general manager, by what a year he's having. And he said the phrase, we're going to take the North and not give it back. That's what tonight's about. That's what tonight's game decides. Obviously, the Bears will advance in the playoffs if they win. But tonight was what Ryan Poles was talking about. Because if the Bears win tonight, the Packers are out, the Vikings are out, the Lions are out. And the Lions, they feel a little vulnerable. The Packers, they feel like they're the second best team, even though they probably think they're better than the Bears. Packers fans always think they're better than the Bears, even after a loss, by the way. But you take the North. That's tonight. 10 hours from now, the Bears can take the North. Or they go back into the mix and we see who plays it out next year. But that's what Ryan Poles put together and wanted to put together. I'm going to give Poles his flowers on this too. In the offseason last year on the tailgate, we said, build the lines. Do what the teams like the 49ers do. Do what the teams like Houston does. Do what the especially teams like the Philadelphia Eagles. Build at both sides of the ball. And last year when free agency hit, Ryan Poles went after offensive linemen. Jonah Jackson, Drew Dahlman, and Joe Tooney. And I remember when the news broke that they got Drew Dahlman a center. My wife's like, why are you celebrating? It's a center. I'm like, are you kidding? I want an all-pro center. That's exactly what I want for Christmas. I don't need presents. The Bears built their offensive line in a month. And then Wright is really turning, all the players on the line right now. Isaac Trapillo is kind of hitting his stride. But they went from having one of the bottom five offensive lines in the sport to one of the top five offensive lines in the sport. And that's what allowed this entire season to happen. Burden and Loveland and all these different players, it's the offensive line. Joe Tooney was named All-Pro. Jonah Jackson, I think, is a Pro Bowler. God bless Ryan Poles for going after those offensive linemen. Another thing, reason we're here today with the offensive line, and we talk about the takeaways and all those type of things, the quality offensive line allows Caleb Williams to develop. You can't develop when you're on your back. Last year, Caleb Williams was sacked 68 times. That was the most in the NFL. 68. Same amount of dropbacks. I looked it up. It's within five dropbacks is the difference in the number. In basically the same amount of dropbacks, Caleb Williams has been sacked 24 times this year. Is he better? Is his coach better? Is he getting off the ball a little earlier? Is he scrambling better? Sure. But that's ball game. When your quarterback goes from 68 sacks to 24 sacks, that's how you win ball games. As much as the turnovers and the running game has been great, quarterbacks can't develop when they can't see the play out. And the running backs can't run with zero holes. Give Ryan Poles credit. He built a team that can beat the Packers, that can run for 281 on the Eagles a couple months ago. And Dahlman, Jackson, and Tooney, that's going to be one of those signings that if the Bears win a Super Bowl this year, next year, or the else, that should be the linchpin of what all it happened to. All right, this is the Tailgate 670 The Score. Whew, I need a break there. It's kind of going out of a riff. But I just nerd out over signing offensive linemen. Everyone gets excited about signing a running back. Look at the Raiders. They have the worst offensive line in football, according to Pro Football Focus, and they went out and drafted a running back in the top 10. That is irresponsible, and they are a terrible team. They went the opposite way. Let's get to a few more calls. I got Robert in North Carolina. Robert, what do you have for us? Robert, go ahead and hit me.
Hey, buddy.
Robert,
how are you doing?
Fill me in, buddy. What do you need, Don?
Just a lifelong Bears fan, grew up in Northwest Indiana, and I was at the Lions game with my dad last week. I drove up 15 hours for it. It was a great time, great atmosphere. Can you just tell that the Bears weren't trying to put stuff on film? Because my dad is like so anxious all week long about this.
I don't know what to tell your dad except he's in the same boat as all of us. I have a stomachache right now. I have a stomachache right now. And it should be a thing. I remember watching the Cubs in the World Series. I had a stomachache for 11 days. And when Fowler would hit a home run, the stomachache would go away. I don't know if this is how everybody is when their favorite team is in the playoffs or in the World Series or whatever it may be. But I'm just walking around the condo this morning looking for stuff to do, killing time, making food, eating, just to, let's get this game going. Let's pull the Band-Aid. But I'm completely anxious and nervous. And you have a very good team. We have a very good team. Next up, let's go to Jack in Morton. Jack, what do you have for us? Jack, go ahead.
First time caller here, I'm a Central Illinois native, born and raised. I've been a Bears, Cubs, Blackhawks, everything you can name it my whole life.
God bless you.
And thank you, sir. I recently saw on Twitter, Lane Hutson, NHL player, Illinois native, decides he can walk into a rink wearing a damn Packers jersey. Now, what's that all about? What happened to some loyalty when you live in the state of Illinois? You cheer for the teams in Illinois.
Yeah, it's a weird situation. Thanks a lot for the call. The Packers-Bears rivalry is it's respectful hatred, as we said before when Danny Parkins called in. There's a lot of people who live in the state who like the Packers and vice versa. I know people who grew up I went to Marion Catholic High School. And most of us were Bears fans. But I have friends from Marion Catholic High School who moved to Milwaukee or different places, and they talk about team. You know what? Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Derek in Milwaukee. I think Derek lives in Milwaukee. Derek, what do you have for us, buddy?
Paulie!
Is this Judge Derek Mosley from Milwaukee?
This is the judge, baby. How are you?
You're the great example. This is not a setup. He was actually on the line. Derek Mosley went to Marion Catholic High School, became a very well-known judge in Milwaukee. How do you deal with being a Bears fan up north?
Well, let me tell you right now, Paulie, I am headed down to Chicago right now from Milwaukee. My wife is a Packer fan. I haven't talked to her in a week. I'm coming down. It is going to be on. I'm in the car with my kidney donor who's from Wisconsin, but she's a Bears fan. She left. She hasn't talked to her husband in a week. We are going down to have a good time, buddy.
God bless you. I know you love the Bears when you had one kidney. Now you have two. Derek, you are a judge up there in Milwaukee, and when you get – you ever had a Bears fan or a Packers fan in your courtroom? Did they ever wear gear? You ever have that kind of happen?
Well, let me tell you the funny – I'll tell you the funniest story. So when you want to get on the ballot, you have to go get signatures.
Okay.
So you go around and people have to sign. You got to get somebody's signature. So I went to this guy. I just was becoming a judge. I handed him my paper and said, hey, I'm running for judge. I'd like to have your signature so I can get on the ballot. And he, this is honest to God truth. He says to me, you think I'm not going to vote for you because you're black? And I'm like, no. He's like, I'm not going to vote for you because you are a Bears fan.
You got to give him credit for being honest.
I'm putting my job on the line for this team.
Judge, sometime if I ever get in trouble, hopefully you can get me a hall pass. Thanks a lot for calling in.
Take care, my friend.
That is Judge Derek Mosley, a Marian Catholic legend and a big-time judge up there in Wisconsin. Let's go for one more call before we break. Jim McMahon joining us in 10 minutes. Let's go to, again, Cam in Lincoln Park. Cam, what do you have for me, buddy?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I think the key to the Bears game today is I'd like to see us start with the ball today. I think that's very important for us to win. Because I feel like the Lions game and the second Packers game, they both, those games were so similar. We didn't do anything in the first half. And we just, like, I feel like our offense comes out cold. They're done with warm-ups. Then they sit for 8 minutes because our defense can't get a stop. And they come out there three and out, other team, 8 more minutes come off the clock. And then all of a sudden, we're down like 3 or 6, 10-0.
Cam,
hardly had the ball.
I think you got a great point there, and I didn't really think about it. I think winning the coin toss is actually a big deal in this game. If I'm a Bear fan, if I'm the Bears coaching staff, I do want to start with the ball and run a long drive that keeps them off the field and starts, 3 or 7, whatever it may be. What you really don't want as a Bears fan is to have them with the ball first and go 10 plays, 80 yards, 6 minutes, as we've seen a lot before. Let's do, all right, before we go to break, we got a lot more callers calling in. I want to go over a few other things about the Bears to get you ready for Bears-Packers tonight. Pro Football Focus breaks down the Bears-Packers game and says this. Green Bay yards per carry as a rushing offense, they're 4.1. That's 25th in the league. The Green Bay running block is 20th. And sacks allowed by the Green Bay offensive line, 29. They're 7th in the league. The Chicago Bears, 35-6 sacks this year as a defensive line. They're 22nd in the league. It's not bode that well. Green Bay pass block rate, 69%. That's 6th in the league. I know it's a lot of minutia, but it's basically comparing their blocking versus our pass rush. The Bears' pass rush win rate over with their defensive linemen, 29%. That's 31st in the league. Now, the good news. Packers' defense versus the Bears' offense. Green Bay allows, they're the 24th in the league run defense. The Bears right now are 3rd in the league in run offense. Sacks. Bears' offensive line allowed 24 sacks this year. That's 3rd in the league. Their pass blocking rate, which is some term that they use, win rate, is 1st in the league. So the Bears offensive line is doing it both run game, pass game. Chicago yards per carry rushing this year, 4.9, 3rd in the league. Most runs over 10 yard, Bears 1st in the league. A lot going on there. We're going to take your calls coming up on the tailgate on Paul Pass. But coming up next, very special guest. We're joined by the quarterback of the 85 Chicago Bears, Jim McMahon. I'm Paul Pass. This is the Packers-Bears tailgate. Stick with us. 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
We're back with more of The Tailgate with Paul Pabst.
I love football. Love it. Love it.
Saturdays on 670 The Score and the Odyssey app.
Back on The Score, getting you ready for Packers-Bears tonight. Looks like kickoff 34 degrees, 40% chance of wintry mix or snow. That's pretty cool. Coming up in 2 minutes, Jim McMahon will join us. Phone lines are loaded. My mom just texted me, said I'm doing a good job, studs. That's pretty nice. She's 82 out in Orland Park, getting ready for the game.
Moms are great.
They're the best. It's always funny with moms, and I work in sports. I also work on the Dan Patch Show as well as contributor here to The Score. My mom texted me about 4 days ago. She goes, hey, Paul, did you know the Bears are hosting the Packers on Saturday night? I'm like, yes, Mom, I was aware. Every person in Chicago is aware. Most NFL fans are aware, but it's so sweet that Mom has to check in. She's doing well out there in Orland Park, but let's get to it. One of her favorites, one of my favorites. Joining me now on the tailgate, he is the former Chicago Bears Super Bowl champion quarterback, Jim McMahon. Jim, it is great to have you on with us. I know you're out in Arizona getting ready for tonight. You know the Bears-Packers rivalry better than anyone. You got the scars. Tonight will be the third time these two teams have played in the past 6 weeks. Is that overrated? Can that be an advantage for either side?
I don't think it is an advantage. I mean, you know each other. You play each other at least twice a year, every year. So, and whether or not the coaches change or the schemes change, you know, it's still Bears-Packers. And it's, you know, you can throw the records out the window when those two teams get together. I remember back in 85, I mean, we were pretty damn good, and we had to come from behind to beat them up there in Lambeau.
You know, yeah, it does feel like whatever you did before, whatever you did after, it doesn't matter on that day. When you played the Packers 85 and you guys were rolling, it seemed like they wanted to take you down, and even if they didn't win anything on the season.
Oh, yeah, there was a lot of bad blood back then. It was, you know, Forrest Gregg and Ditka didn't like each other, and that you know, trickled down to the players, and yeah, it got really ugly there for a long, long time. And that's the reason it took me so long to go up to Green Bay to be a player up there. And if it wasn't for Andy Reid, I would have never gotten up there. But, it was a hell of a lot of bad blood, and I'm sure there still is.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago when the Bears and Packers played in the overtime game, there was a hit on Jordan Love, and he got knocked out. There was a hit on DJ Moore, the wide receiver for the Bears, and he was limping up a little bit. It does feel like the players, once they join the Bears or join the Packers, it's almost like they're indoctrinated. The coaches, the staff says, hey, for this game, don't feel afraid to let loose. What was the play back in your day? And then we all know the Charles Martin play, but more than the obvious ones where they took shots at you specifically.
Oh, any time I threw the ball or any time I even handed it off. I mean, I was just standing there watching, you know, whoever run the ball, and I'd get it, you know, shot in the back or elbow in the head. And, you know, back then they could take two or three steps and still drill you after you didn't have the ball. So, yeah, you always had to keep your head on a swivel, especially when you were playing against each other.
Does a lot of people, especially fans, think that home field advantage is a big deal. We always talk about it. It affects the betting lines. But when it's a playoff game, does home field advantage really do much when the game starts?
That sure as hell didn't do it for us back in the 80s. I mean, we had home field advantage four straight years, and we got our ass kicked. And, you know, so it was unfortunate because you work all year to get that. You think it's going to be a big advantage. But, it doesn't matter where you play or who you play. It's how you play. And sometimes, you know, you just don't play that well at home.
Former Bears quarterback Jim McMahon joining us on the tailgate, 6-7 the score, getting you ready for Packers-Bears tonight at Soldier Field. Caleb Williams, I know you've seen a little bit of him last year, a little bit of him this year. His escapability is a big part of his game and making the throws off platform. Back when you played, they didn't even have that phrase, off platform. But how, I'm not saying I'm comparing you two, but you guys were innovators as far as improvisers. To take a play that breaks down and make something of that. Is that something you could practice, or is it just you have to have in you?
No, you can't practice that. It's all improvisation. That's all your ability to feel a rush, feel the guy behind you. You can't teach that. You know, obviously he's got speed as well, and he's got a great arm. He can throw from all different angles. So that's a plus. And so I think he's made tremendous strides this year from what, you know, I've been hearing. Like I said, I don't watch a lot, but from what I hear about other people that I would actually listen to, he's made some great strides. And I think a lot of that is Coach Ben Johnson. I think he's made a great impact on that team.
You know, you had a coach that was a demonstrative guy, of course, and Mike Ditka, we all know about that, but how much of coaching is X's and O's? I'm talking the head coaching, not the coordinators or the position coaches, but is the head coach more the motivational CEO of the team? And how important is that? Maybe not to the vets like yourself, but maybe the younger guys.
Well, I think that's the way it should be. I mean, that's why you have assistant coaches. You know, you let them coach. I think that's what was so great about my coach in college, LaBelle Edwards. He hired great people and he let them coach. You know, he was never in the meetings. You know, he always had the final say of things, but you know, he wasn't, his ego wasn't such that he had to be, you know, he had to be the guy in charge or be the guy that gets all the credit because they won a game.
You know, later in your career, you played up in Green Bay. I think you were 35, 36 your last 2 years in the league. When you signed up there and you show up at the facility, that's one thing. But when you like set up camp in town and you're walking the streets, what were the Green Bay fans like to you right off the bat?
Well, you know, obviously once, you know, that, like we talked about earlier, bad blood, but once you become a Packer, you're a Packer, you know,
right.
The fans, it's a totally different atmosphere up there. It's something everybody should get to experience at least once, get to play in Lambeau. But yeah, they're all about their team. So if you're part of their team, you're part of them.
I got to tell you, Jim, though, I was just out of college when you signed with the Packers. And when I saw you in a Packers uniform, I almost broke down and cried. I was able to control myself because of what you did in Chicago. But it was a hit to Bears fans at the time. We never questioned your loyalty, but it was one of those shocking things to see you run out at training camp with a Packer warm-up on. I was like, that doesn't compute in my head.
Well, it was still not computing for me either. But, you know, I wanted to, you know, Andy Reid, like I said, talked about earlier, Andy was my tackle in college. I've known him since, you know, the late 70s. So I always respected him. And he's the one that really said, hey, Mac, you should come here and this and that. And I kept telling, look, there's too much bad blood. I don't know if I can do it. And I was glad I did. I got me a nice ring out of it, you know. Got a ring from the two oldest franchises in the NFL. So maybe I'll be a trivia question one day.
Former Bears quarterback Jim McMahon joining me, Paul Papp, 6-7, the score of the tailgate, getting you ready for the game tonight, the huge game tonight at Soldier Field, Packers at Bears. When you look at where the Bears are now, it does remind me of not of your 85 team, because you guys were expected to be in the Super Bowl. This team feels like a little ahead of schedule. They won so many close games. In 84, you guys were close and couldn't get over the hump. How does Ben Johnson convince these guys that this may be your only shot? Don't squander this opportunity. Take a shot now. Don't worry that the public doesn't think you're worthy of it yet.
Oh, like I said, I think he's made a tremendous impact on that team. And, you know, I think he knows that, you know, he won a couple games he probably shouldn't have won this year.
Right.
But I think he's got him on the right track. And that's the thing. Once you start rolling and you believe, you know, belief is a great motivator. And, you know, these guys believe in each other. And that's why you see at the end of the games, they're able to come back and win those. And now you put that together with, you know, start blowing people out, then it's a heck of a lot of fun. And I think that's what they're on the verge of, you know, in the coming years.
In the offseason, the Bears worked on their offensive line, fixed their offensive line. Now they went from bottom five in the league in rushing to top five in the league in rushing. When you were playing for the Bears, you almost always had a high-end running game. Beyond the obvious, what does that do for the freedom of a quarterback?
Well, it makes it a hell of a lot easier. You know, you start stacking the box. Well, unless you're in Chicago and you got Diggs saying, no, we can still run the ball even though they got nine guys on the line of scrimmage. Yeah, it's a definite help for the quarterback. You know, you can hand the ball off and get the yardage you need or play. It's great for play action. You know, you get those safeties up in the box quick. And then you got people like we have with Willie Galton, McKinnon, and Dennis Gentry. We have so many different weapons. And it's so much easier, though, when you know you can run the football. We ran it even though they had 7-8 guys in the box.
Right.
That's how good our O-line was, who didn't get enough credit.
On the other side of the ball, Jordan Love of the Packers, when he has a clean pocket, he's really just picking people apart. He's been doing that to the Bears this year. The Bears are probably going to have to blitz a lot, send 6 or 7 guys to get him. As a quarterback, when you know the blitz is coming, does it at all make your job easier because of you see single coverage?
Oh yeah, you love this. You love to see single coverage, especially if you got guys with great speed. Yeah, I would welcome blitzing all day long. Is, you know, if you're on the same page with your receivers, you see it. If they don't recognize it, you don't change the play, and you just automatically adjust. I mean, if you guys are all on the same page, I mean, it's like shooting fish in a barrel. It's tough to guard guys one on one in that league.
Jim McMahon, former Bears Super Bowl winning quarterback, joining the Score 670. All right, a couple more things before we let you go. I know you get set for the game tonight. I don't know what your spread is at the house, the beer, the chicken wings. But from the 85 Super Bowl, when you left the building that night, did you keep your uniform? Did you keep anything from that? Do you still have anything?
I believe I still have the jersey. I don't know where the hell all the headbands went. I wish I had those. Those might be worth something.
Yeah, you'd be buying an addition to your house.
Yeah. Back then you weren't thinking about that. We're thinking about going back there again the following year, which we should have did in the next couple of years. You know, that's what you, I was only 26 years old. It was my fourth year in the league. So I wasn't thinking about saving anything. I figured I had another 10, 12, 15 years to play. So,
and make a couple more appearances. There's been at least 2 or maybe 3 now 85 Bears documentaries. It's a wild thing. And sometimes I think that, you know, you guys will always be a topic in Chicago, but it sure would be nice on the 40th anniversary to hand it off to another Bears team. I think that would be good for you guys, where it's not just the only topic forever and ever and ever.
Well, you know, eventually they're going to do it again. I mean, before we won it, you know, all we heard about was the 63 Bears, you know, and we got tired of hearing that. So I'm sure these young guys there now are probably tired of hearing about us too.
All right, tonight you're at the house watching the game, Packers-Bears. Do you watch it as a quarterback or just a fan enjoying the former Bear, obviously, but do you enjoy it more as a fan? Or are you watching as a quarterback thing? He missed it there.
No, I'll be sitting at a bar watching it. We've got some friends here in town that we're going to meet up and watch the game, a bunch of Bear fans.
Well, you know, if you're back in Chicago, you don't have to buy any, so that'd be great. All right, before we let you go, Jimmy, it's great to have you on the show, but you know, when you and I, we hung out a little bit at Tahoe this year. I know your ankle's doing better. Your game is doing better. I saw you golf a little bit. You know my love for Walter Payton. I want you to give me a Walter Payton story on or off the field I've never heard before. And you know how much I dine out on these.
Walter Payton story that you haven't heard?
On or off the field.
Oh, boy. I think the night we filmed that, our Miami... Chicago Vice poster. I don't know if you remember that one.
I still have it on my wall back home, Jim.
Yeah. You know, we were out there and, you know, all those guns that we were holding were his. You know,
Walter Payton's Uzi and handgun?
Oh, yeah. He opened up the trunk of that, what was it, a Pantera? Or, I don't know what the hell it was. Yeah, one of those fancy-ass cars. But his whole trunk was full of He loved to shoot. He loved his weapons and loved to drive fast.
I remember that poster because you guys were on Soldier Field, darkness, Lamborghini. You're wearing the Crockett and Tubbs suits, looking pretty cool. So it's Walter's car, Walter's guns, and you just showed up.
Oh well, we had it filmed, you know, ready to film, but I didn't realize that he had that kind of an arsenal in his trunk. Yeah, he was. I drove with him one time in that. I think it was that car, but it was one of his fast cars. And we're in Lake Forest, you know, everything's like, you know, 20 miles an hour, 30 miles an hour at the most. And we're doing about 110. And I'm like, I'm hanging on to the damn side. Like, hey, dude, you got to slow it. You know, I was scared to death, but he was like, and he used to drive his motorcycle from, we used to stay night before games. We stayed like in just north of, it was a Hilton there. What the hell's the name of that mall?
Oh, Woodfield?
No, it wasn't that far west. It was like right off to Edens. But yeah, he would drive his motorcycle on game day to the games.
Can you imagine
weaving
driving
in
down
and out of
Edens?
Traffic? You know, I guess he was just getting ready to dodge people on the field. But yeah, he loved his speed.
Jim, thanks a lot for joining us. I hope you enjoyed the game night. Great to have you back on the show.
All right, bud. I'll see you in Tahoe, kid.
A lot of fun having Jim McMahon on the show. And, you know, I thought one of the things he said there, and I read the Sun Times today, and there was this article about the 85 Bears ready to hand it off, 40th anniversary. And Jim said the same thing. They're rooting. They're not like the Miami Dolphins that say, don't break our record or whatever it may be. I think the 85 Bears would love for a team to get a Super Bowl and take the heat off them, or not the heat, the right word, but the focus off them, because they've dined out forever and they will dine out forever. But it's time for a new one, and the 40th anniversary would be great. Nobody loves the 85 Bears more than me, and it was a lot of fun to have Jim on the show. It was really fun. Let's get to a few more calls. Let's go to Wayne in Lafayette. Wayne, what do you have for us?
Great to hear you talking, buddy. Hey, Paul, I'm real leery. What bad sports the Packers are.
Right.
What we did to their quarterback last time. I'm real leery of a cheap shot. So we want our linemen and all of our guys guarding the heck out of Caleb, because they're liable to just take a 15-yard penalty just to try to knock him out of the game. I'm just real leery about that.
Wayne, I think that's a really good point. I've heard different players talk before over the years in playoff games. You take a shot at the quarterback early and you can steal a game. You take out Caleb Williams or Jordan Love or Matthew Stafford early in the game. And I'm not saying they're headhunting or there's bounties or anything like that, but they're trying to win. And if they can give an extra shot and take 15 in the first quarter, whether it's the Packers or Bears defenders, I think a lot of guys will take that shot and the team will pay that fine and they'll get 15 yards. But if somehow, you know, Tyson Bagent rolls in, you got to feel a lot better for your chances if you're a Packers fan. All right, one more call before we break. Let's go to Jackson in Orland Park. Jackson, what do you have for us?
Hey, how's it going? I just think Caleb's going to get it done tonight. I just think we've been battle tested all year, and I feel like Ben Johnson's got that locker room right where it needs to be, and I think we're in for a good show tonight.
I think you're right from a standpoint is Caleb Williams has seen everything this year, every type of defense, fourth quarter comeback situation. He's had players injured, DJ Moore, Luther Burden. Everyone's been injured at some point. He's seen different combinations of running backs. He's seen it all. For a guy only a second year in the league, he's seen a bunch, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens. Coming up at the top of the hour, the pregame show, but up next, my game prediction, last call for your calls. This is the Playoff Tailgate. I'm Paul Pabst, 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
We're back with more of The Tailgate with Paul Pabst.
Hey, this place is really something else, huh? Hey, someday I'm going to come out of that tunnel and I'm going to run onto this field.
Well, ain't going to be this day.
I'm here to play football for the Irish.
Coach Parsegian know about it?
Here come the Irish.
Saturdays on 670 The Score and the Odyssey app.
Wrapping up a great tailgate show, 670 The Score. Thanks to the Bears for Josh Blackwell. Thanks for Jimmy McMahon for calling to the show. We are 3 hours and 20 minutes until kickoff. The Rams are already winning their game. Not a big shocker there. Could be a blowout. 34 degrees at kickoff. Injuries. A lot going on. The last game for the Packers, the crowd was so intense. It's going to be really interesting to see what happens tonight. This is the chance to advance and ruin the season for the Packers fans. This is the holy grail of football games in Chicago. I mean, of course, until they advance. But who needs a drink? Let's go. Let's go back to the phone lines. Oh, look who's on the phone. Big shot. Kevin Fishbane. He covers the Bears very well for The Athletic. Fishbane, are you in the stadium already?
I am, Paulie. I am staring at those beautiful columns right outside the east side of the stadium.
Now, let me get, you're our man on the street. You're the first person I know in the building at Soldier Field. About 3 hours ago, it was kind of a wintry mix and kind of blustery. Now it's kind of sunny and calm. Can you give us the latest Doppler report?
Yeah, latest Doppler report here, Paul. Sunny, blue skies, no precipitation in the area, slight winds, but I expect those to pick up. It looks like the forecast has some precipitation. If Mother Nature cares about the sport of football and the sanctity of this matchup at all, you will see flurries right around 7:04 p.m. Ahead of kickoff. We'll see if that happens, but I think if it does, you know, it gives you more hope, but there is, you know, a higher calling.
Yeah, I was texting with some guys like Big Cat and some other people around here from The Score, and it started just flurrying a little bit around 3 o'clock. I'm like, yes, that's a good thing. As a Bears fan, I don't know why I think that weather is going to be better for our team than it is for the Packers, as if they play in a dome. But do you notice on game day, you just start making up things in your head to when your team is getting ready to play?
Oh, of course, of course. I'll give you one right here, Paul. I just saw the Bears posted their uniforms for today.
Oh, break the news.
We got blue on blue.
Blue on blue.
Yeah.
Yikes.
We're going color rush, it looks like.
I got to tell you, Kev, I don't feel good about that. As a guy who really focuses on uniforms on my Twitter account, I'm not feeling good about that.
Well, that's why, as you said, sometimes there are things that come up for your team that you feel good about, sometimes not so much. The Bears posted wild card threads. You see Odunze jersey and a Jalen Johnson jersey and what appears to be blue bottoms. And if that is the case, it'll be a blue-on-blue combination.
We'll keep an eye on that story. Kevin Fishbane of The Athletic joining us, 6-7 The Tailgate on Paul Pabst. Get to the serious point. It doesn't feel like injuries are going to be a problem for either team in this game, more so on the Bears side. It feels like almost all hands are on deck except for C.J. Gardner-Johnson. What's the latest?
Yeah, Kyler Gordon was activated off IR about 45 minutes ago, as we all kind of expected. The question there, Paul, is how much is he going to be able to play, right? This is somebody who has only played in two games all season. He went on IR, after injuring himself at Lambeau Field in pregame warmup. So, yes, it's a big news that he's able to go, especially with Gardner Johnson not able to go in that slot corner position. But how much can you really rely on Kyler Gordon? I mean, it'd be a great story if he's able to be the Kyler Gordon that Bears fans love, the guy who earned a contract extension before the season, a guy that Dennis Allen and Ben Johnson singled out back in February as someone they were really excited about. It'd be a great story, but it's just hard to really rely on anything. Roma Dunze, full participant in practice Friday, no injury designation. That's huge news for the offense. I mean, we've seen what Luther Burden and Colson Loveland have done over the past month. Now you throw Dunze in there, who was Caleb Williams' favorite target, and it just gives Ben Johnson some, you know, just some more flexibility and more weapons at his disposal.
Yeah, we talked about that a little earlier on the show, is that the injury, lack of injuries on the offense for Ben Johnson, it feels like the first time maybe in 6 or 8 weeks he's had every weapon at his disposal. And again, you start playing on your head. That seems like, even though the Packers have seen the Bears offense twice in the past 2 months, they haven't seen this all hands on deck offense. Can you think of that could be an advantage?
Yeah, I think so. And this is something that Ben Johnson had said all season long. The Bears have not played their best game. You know, like, you can go through, you can say, okay, they threw the ball great against the 49ers. You can look at the Bengals game and the Eagles game where they ran for 280 yards. You know, you can go look at the Cowboys game when Caleb Williams was offensive player of the week in the NFL and the NFC. You know, through all these games, but in none of those games could you sit there and say everything worked out perfectly.
Right.
Like, there is still a ceiling this group has had to reach. Now, there's a flip side of that, Paul. Maybe they're just never going to reach that ceiling this year, and that's okay, and that's just who they are. But I think if you're sitting there and you look at, like, wow, are they going to have the game where Caleb Williams throws for 300 yards, four touchdowns, and Swift and Manungai go off for 100 yards? You know, are they going to have, is that in them against, you know, a banged up Packers defense? I think those are, you know, you're looking for glimmers of hope. I think there's one that they haven't hit their ceiling on the offensive side of the ball.
Kevin Fishbane, The Athletic, joining us. I'll let you get out of here. I know you got some work to do, or at least go check out the media food tent area. I'm not going to get a game prediction because media people don't really do that, and you shouldn't. But more so, how do you think the first half is going to play out for both teams?
It's going to be really telling. And you have two coaches who like to be aggressive, who both got bit on fourth down calls in the first quarter last time they met. So does that factor in at all? Is there just a nervousness of not wanting to be the team that turns it over first? With, you know, a couple, you know, look, Jordan Love is still, I consider, a young quarterback. Certainly a lot more experience than Caleb Williams in situations like this. But yeah, early game script is so interesting to me because the easy thing to me, Paul, is if you're the Bears, run, run, run. You saw what the Ravens did a couple weeks ago to the Packers. That's your strength. That's your bread and butter. Are they able to do it and sustain enough and maybe get a lead? It's been kind of my, I've been harping on this all week, Paul, and I guess I'll finish my week of radio spots and I'll throw this to you. Can you imagine this stadium, this city, if the Bears go up 7-0?
Kev, thanks for joining us. I know you got to go. It's a great point by you. I appreciate you calling in. But yes, taking the lead and building the crowd right off the bat will be good. Let's go to one more call before we got a couple more minutes before the Mully and Olin Krutz, Patrick Manley get you ready with the show coming up. But let's go out to, oh boy. Marilyn and Orland Park joining the show. Marilyn, what do you have for us?
I just wanted to say it was a great show, and I have a stomach ache and a migraine. I'm so nervous about the game tonight.
Well, Mom, thank you for calling in. That's my mom, Marilyn Papps, calling in from Orland Park. She's nervous. Take an Imodium, have some ginger ale, maybe get some wings. I don't know if you can handle this, but thanks for calling into the show, Mom. I thought you would like this one.
I love it. Love it. And it just put tears in my eyes.
Well, thank you. I've done that before you, but thanks for calling in, Mom. I'm running up against the hard break, and I got to cut Mom off, but thank you for calling in.
Okay.
Usually it's my grades back in the day, studs, that brought tears to her eyes, but it's great to have Mom calling. But in all seriousness, she's like all of us. My mom out in Orland Park is just like all of us. You know, I get anxious, I get tense, I get doubtful, I got hopeful today leading up to this game. But look at where you are, we are, as Bears supporters now compared to a year ago today. A year ago today, you're 5-11. You had a 10-game losing streak that was as embarrassing as it can get. You were hoping to get Ben Johnson and you didn't have him yet. That was the state of the Bears fans 365 days ago. Now your issue is, how do we get a touchdown on our first offensive possession against the Packers at home in January after we just won the NFC North? That is a quick turnaround. So the morale meter we do every week on the Tailgate Studs, let's get to it. Morale right now is at 8.4. The view of the Bears defense took a hit last week. The offense as well for the first three quarters against the Lions, but that's over. This is a new season. And while that game was unpleasant, that's it. You go back to the 2011 New York Giants. They lost 6 of 8. They were a wild card team. They barely made the playoffs, and Eli Manning led them to a Super Bowl. Nobody cares about your regular season anymore. You know, as great as the Rams are, if they don't win it today, it doesn't matter. So my pick for the game tonight, this is a tough one. Packers-Bears tonight. I'm still having trouble with this one for a few things. I'm trying to look at this objectively, not as a Bears guy. The offense in the first half, can the Bears up the urgency? Can the Bears run the ball and run the clock and do 7-minute drives? The defensive ability to force a few 3-and-outs by the Packers. I'll take 6-and-outs by the Packers, where they drive maybe 2 first downs, then a punt. I don't need a 3-and-out. I don't need that much. I think this game will be just like the last two with the Bears and the Packers. Bears will be down a couple points in the fourth quarter. The defense will bend and not break. A timely takeaway in the last 5 or 6 minutes, and then a late drive to win it. Tense the entire way. My call is that Cairo Santos wins this one in the last 30 seconds of the game. I'm going Bears 25-24. A wonky number, but that works for us here at the Tailgate. Studs, I'm going to let you have a minute. Your prediction score-wise and theme-wise for tonight is what?
I think I said on Take the North podcast, 27-24 Bears. So I'll roll with that still. But I you know, like the score prediction part is always weird. I usually go with goofy numbers like you two, you know, like,
yeah.
Like give me a 19 and, you know, so,
yeah, a 25.
So, yeah, because it's so hard to predict anyway. So, but yeah, I did pick the Bears to win, which if you listen to the podcast, I've never picked the Bears to lose to the Packers. So
it's hard to do. It's hard to do. It's hard to be objective and say, I'm going to pick our team to lose. You're trying to be a journalist.
Especially on that podcast, I'm not objective. I'm not a journalist on that podcast or on this station. People know the bit. So, honestly, I have no idea how this game's going to go. I hope that the Bears run the hell out of the ball.
That's a tailgate for Week 19. Stay with us until kickoff. I am about 30 seconds from running out the door and heading to Yaxi's in Wrigleyville with the bros to get a pint, and I need some wings stat. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks to Jim McMahon for calling in. He doesn't do it a lot. Great to have him on the show. Thanks to the beat, the Bears PR for delivering defensive back Josh Blackwell. Thanks to the score for having me in. This is going to be a memorable night, no matter what the result. Let's get focused. Let's enjoy this. This is what you live for as a sports fan, as a Bears fan. Your team in the playoff against a rival, a chance to keep this great season going. Soak it in, baby. Enjoy the game. Talk to you next week. I'm Paul Pass. This is 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.